This is Here and Now on 91.5 and online at kjzz.org. You can also download the KJZZ mobile app. Join us this afternoon at 1 for NewsHour from the BBC. Well, plenty of sunshine across the state at this hour. It's 84 degrees in Tucson and in Casa Grande, 70 in Prescott, 59 degrees in Flagstaff, and it's 89 right now in Yuma. Checking Valley traffic on the US 60 westbound, a collision is blocking the intersection at Val Vista Drive. Thanks to all the members who made the program Fund Drive a success. We heard from 546 listeners who became new members. Your support makes possible the high-quality public service you expect. If you didn't have the chance to make your gift of support, you can still do so at kjzz.org, and we thank you. Partly sunny right now in Phoenix, and it's 87 degrees at 11:20.
This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Downtown Phoenix has been considered a food desert by many, an area that isn't directly served by a supermarket. When Cityscape was in the development stages, an AJ's Market was part of the planning. But when Bash's, which owns AJ's, filed for bankruptcy, that eliminated the chances of loading up on produce and bread and frozen dinners for downtown residents. Now, after all these years, it sounds like Fry's is going to break the streak and build a new 55,000-square-foot store between Cityscape and Collier Center. With me for a few minutes to talk about this development is Mark Stapp, who is director of the Master of Real Estate Development at ASU. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So how big a deal could this be for downtown Phoenix?
I think it's a big deal. It's something that has been needed, but this is not a chicken and egg situation. Mm-hmm. There had to be more rooftops that were being added to the downtown marketplace in order to make a grocery store feasible. So I think this is a representation of the maturation of metropolitan Phoenix in general and downtown specifically.
Now, why does Fry's make sense? There are many people who would have said, boy, AJ's might not have been that great a fit, which is considered a real upscale place. Fry's maybe serving more people?
Yeah, so Fry's is, owned by Kroger's. And you look at some of the different types of stores that they have, and it's a pretty broad range. They're a mainstream grocer, and grocers work on pretty small margins. They're very sophisticated in their site location analysis. So they're looking at this submarket and saying, listen, we think where it's going, and given the population characteristics, is a good place to be. And I think that's for the population that's going to be down there. They're a good grocer to have down there.
So from your perspective, it does seem as though the food desert phrase does apply to this area, but there are some who would say, well, there's a Safeway at 3rd Street and McDowell. There are other places generally in that area that people are being served, but maybe further south they're not. Do you think this is a supermarket that can actually cover a broad enough area of the city?
Yeah, certainly it's going to cover a broad enough area of the city. I think one of the things, because of the location that it's proposed at, it's also going to shift some of the current development trends towards the core of downtown and start making feasible some of the development that is south of downtown, is proposed for south of downtown, much more desirable. You've got a lot of what's going on along Roosevelt Row and in that area in the Fillmore neighborhood where a lot of the units are being added. This, I think, pushes some of the feasibility for new units to be developed south of Washington and towards the warehouse district.
Now, I'm going to go to the chicken and egg scenario, even though you mentioned when we started, maybe it's not really part of that. But I'm curious about how having that affects, let's say, the spiritual value of an area and also the property value as well. Does having a supermarket there actually bring more people in? And does it make the people who live there feel better about the community?
Well, it's a basic service, and I think one of the differences between what you mentioned before, the originally proposed AJ's, and something like a Fry's, is the fact that Fry's is going to be serving a broader segment of the population, and I think people that are living in the general area are going to feel that they're getting a service that they've long desired to have. So I think that as far as the spirit of the place, I think it begins to change. Grocery stores are social connectors, too, because they bring people together. So they generate a lot of activity. And I think that's going to affect the character of downtown and how people perceive it. And that's going to have a spillover effect to the surrounding neighborhoods, where you have had traditionally limited service for a population that couldn't afford to shop at an AJ's, as an example. So I do think it's going to have a profound impact. They get that store built, they get it open, activity is going to substantially increase in the area.
So I have to ask this question. I'm wondering about balancing the needs and desires of the developer versus the residents, because I suppose that's the reason it took so long to actually get a supermarket down there. It seems as though, you mentioned with profit margins being narrow for supermarkets, is that all playing into this, the fact that it really had to be a smart deal for developers? It really had to be that and less about, well, this is going to serve a nice area of the community.
This didn't have to do with a smart deal for the developers. Okay. It had to do with a smart deal for the grocer.
Okay.
We've seen projects where in order to try and bring a grocer in, a developer may subsidize them for a while. Those deals are tough to make work. There's got to be a primary market area that supports having a grocery store there in order to make it sustainable in the long run. And that's what it took. It took more units and more disposable income living in those units for the grocer to say, wait a minute, it's now time. There's a tipping point. And so Red, smart guys, they do a lot of this kind of development, also understand what drives the decision-making by the grocers.
Mark Stapp is director of the Master of Real Estate Development Program at ASU. Mark, thanks as always.
My pleasure.